Mark Edwards here, happy to release our first 2021 NHL draft ranking of the season. I'm just going to talk quickly about a few things here, just regarding the rankings and a little bit of what lies ahead. First, how did we scout players who haven't even played yet? Well, the OHL and WHL and a few other leagues have not played a game yet, so we were forced to watch archive games from last season in order to try and put this list together. It's obviously not apples to apples when you consider that we have watched multiple games of prospects who have played in their games over the past few months this fall, but welcome to the COVID NHL draft season. I've spoken to a lot of scouts in recent weeks, and everyone is adjusting. So many scouts have had travel plans get blown up and have had to cancel flights, etc. I just spoke to another scout this morning, actually, who had a week-plus trip ruined by cancellations. There's also restrictions on who is allowing scouts and who's not. In the Big Ten, for example, guys are telling me that's ranging from team to team. When talking to scouts about players for this draft class, many spoke about players who may have been slightly undersized, maybe a little bit physically weaker than some others, or have had some sort of skating issues. And it's interesting, one name that many scouts talked to me about was Brant Clark from the Barrie Colts. Brant was a high pick to the Colts and had a strong rookie season. He's extremely smart, extremely gifted offensive player. But he also skates a bit knock-kneed, and many scouts just kind of mentioned they were looking forward to seeing him this fall after having a summer to gain some strength. And some other scouts mentioned some other players, and they've definitely been talked about in our meetings as well. Sillinger out in the WHL being one example, and McTavish and Peterborough. Some really talented players where skating is the weakness. And, you know, in other years, you just kind of look forward to seeing those guys that you saw in their rookie seasons come back after their first summer away from the league, a summer to train and get bigger, stronger, and see what they look like out of the gate as they start their second season in the respective leagues. So a little disappointing for scouts to be sitting here waiting, and you just hope these guys are finding a way to get on the ice as much as they can. A few players had some plans to get to some leagues that fell through basically because some restrictions that started to be enforced. Still hearing rumors of a few players going maybe over to Europe on loan. We've seen that a little bit, but overall, in talking to a few agents recently, it's getting a little bit quieter and difficult to find the spots as well. This is what several have mentioned. Okay, on to our list. Back in June, we always do this, we released our very early top 32. And Ken Johnson from Trail in the BCHL sat first overall with Owen Power, big defenseman from Chicago, last season in USHL, right on his heels. Both these players are now at the University of Michigan. We debated it quite a bit and figured it might be a little bit of a do you need a forward or a D situation. But then flash forward to today as we released, and we have made a decision to flip the top two players. Owen Power is now first overall and Johnson is second. Both just had a very good first weekend in the NCAA, by the way. So Power has a very complete game, a huge kid. He flashed his offensive game this past weekend, jumping into the play on numerous occasions. As I mentioned, big, he's 6'5"-ish, probably about 215 at least. Can really skate, and coming off that great season in the USHL. So that's obviously where we had to go for a lot of our viewings here as we tried to figure out our top 10, and obviously all the way down to the top 64. But we did manage to get to see him, just kind of a quick flash sample this past weekend. So with Power going, moving up to first overall, Johnson slipped down to the number two spot. Really like this player, incredible hockey sense, really high-end skill. The only thing we don't love about his game really is his skating. And I say that kind of, you know, I just want to kind of make the point, it's not really a huge issue, but just compared to the other parts of his game, we feel like that's his weakness. He had a goal and four assists in his first two games. in the NCAA. Not too shabby. That was really impressive. Liked him in both games. Thought he showed his smarts and creativity. And then it was really impressive was, you know, he was on the fourth line. And I will say he didn't really get the typical fourth line minutes that you can see from some teams where you're on the fourth line and you might get a couple shifts a period, maybe three shifts. He got a little bit more than that, but and throwing some important minutes too. But overall, considering the ice time, it was a really productive weekend. So the top 64 is available for members and the top 32 for everyone out there. It's a good starting point for us as we move forward and keep watching. And hopefully things start to improve in the COVID world and more leagues actually get underway in the coming weeks and months. I really hope that. But we'll just deal with what is out there and what comes at us, much like all the NHL teams are doing. And if we have to keep watching video, then that's just what we'll have to do. Also, we'll be releasing some Platinum audio, just kind of 2021 NHL draft related. You know, with this list out now, we can talk about a few guys here and there, and we'll start getting that up on the website. And also, I just want to thank all our members for supporting us in these tough times. People have been affected in different ways. For myself, obviously, it's beginning to affect myself included. And thanks to everyone who's still supporting us as we kind of try and go as business as usual as we can and move forward here. So top 32 for free, top 64 for members, and some more audio on the way. Talk soon, everyone.